Unraveling, written by So Close, and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, Supergirl. Relationship, Kara Danvers / Lena Luthor. Additional tags, fluff and smut, bondage, vibrators, gags, top Kara Danvers, bottom Lena Luthor. Kara can't back down from a challenge, and Lena is gone a little gay. Summary. Kara swears she's not vanilla. Lena challenges her assertion, and Kara knows the very best way to prove herself. She's curled up on Kara's sofa, toes tucked in between the plush cushions with the throw spread heavy and warm across her lap. Her hand dangles in the air as she holds her wine glass, stem tucked between her first two fingers, while the glass rests against her palm.
"I'm just saying, there's nothing wrong with it," Lena says, gesturing toward Kara with her wine glass.
"Some of us like a little more."
"I'm not vanilla," Kara asserts, chin tipped as she rebuts back at Lena. "I am just as kinky as the rest of you, just because I don't flaunt it."
"I'd hardly say I'm flaunting it, Kara." Two glasses of the heavy red wine give her just enough calm to let her laughter escape light and unbidden.
"You just seem like the type who likes, I don't know, soft kisses and lovemaking. You know, it's hard to imagine you getting fucked."
Not that she's tried, of course. Kara's her friend, and imagining her friend getting fucked, well, that would just be weird.
"Maybe that's because I'm the one doing the fucking," Kara grumbles, tipping back her bottle of root beer while Lena's brows shoot to her hairline.
"What was that?" Lena asks, shifting to sit up straighter on the couch. "Did I just hear Kara Danvers assert that she's a top?" A little huff passes those cute pink lips, Kara's cheeks flushing dark as her finger follows a bead of condensation down the length of her bottle.
"Is that what I said?"
Lena's laugh is brighter this time, bold as it bounces off the walls in Kara's apartment. "Oh my god, you're so embarrassed," she teases, biting her lip as she looks over at her blushing friend. "You know, it's a little hard to buy your kinky dominatrix act when you're turning 50 shades of red just talking about it."
"Would you rather I just show you?"
Kara asks, sarcasm edging at her words before she tips back her soda. Lena watches her throat swallow down the chilled liquid, muscles working down the column of her pretty throat.
"Show her?"
"Well, yes," Lena thinks, trying hard not to dwell on her own thoughts as she finished off the last swig of her wine. But she never will.
"Yes, actually," Lena challenges on a whim, eyebrow lifting. "I think I would."
"Checkmate."
"You asked for it,"
Kara grumbles, leaning forward to set her drink on the table. She reaches for Lena's, sets the empty glass on the coffee table before her arm goes around Lena's waist and hoists her up over her shoulder.
"Oh my god."
Her hands scramble to find purchase on Kara's waist, hoping for support in her undignified position.
"Put me down."
"Nope," Kara says, walking them from her couch to the bedroom. And hell if Lena isn't a little impressed at the way she doesn't even stagger.
"You wanted me to show you. Now I'm going to."
Lena lets out a breathy little oof before Kara tips her back onto the mattress, air rushing from her lungs from the soft impact. Her eyes are wide when she stares up to find the other woman biting at the inside of her cheek.
"Unless you want me to stop?"
It's a question as much as a statement, and the honest nature of it forces Lena's heart to quicken, rushing her blood through her eardrums until it drowns out everything else. Her nod is small, a little bob of her head before she settles back onto the bed, fingers scratching at the duvet.
What the hell are they doing?
But Kara's rummaging at the edge of the bed, apparently unconcerned. Bent down, Lena watches as she lifts the quilt cover, reaches between the mattress, until her hands return with a black tie caught in the middle of it.
"You have an under-the-bed set?"
Lena asks, a nervous laugh on her lips as she raises her brows,
throat dry with the revelation.
Yes, Kara answers, ripping open the Velcro on the tie and looking up to Lena. Have you ever been tied up?
Lena's breath catches in her throat.
Yes.
Kara nods once, moving toward her. Lena's hands move, instinctive, splitting into a Y position before Kara wraps the velvety cuff around Lena's arm and secures it down. A pair of fingers slip under the cuff against the soft underbelly of her wrist, and the feeling makes Lena's toes curl.
You're familiar with the traffic light safe word system?
Lena nods as Kara moves to the foot of the bed to retrieve the next tie.
Verbal response, please.
Lena has to swallow, clear her throat before the muscles are willing to obey her.
Yes, red to stop, green for good.
Good girl. Lena offers her leg when Kara taps on her ankle, but her head is tossed back in the pillow, her eyelids falling shut as she fights to keep her racing heart from bursting.
Good girl.
Maybe Kara had a better understanding of this than Lena had given her credit for. The right side of her body is now restrained, and Kara is moving to work at her other ankle, leaving Lena at her mercy, and Jesus Christ, what the hell are they doing?
Still say I'm vanilla?
Kara asks when Lena's all trussed up. Her eyebrow is lifted in challenge, the set of her lips firm but satisfied, and Lena's eyes drink in the sight of her.
I think it's safe to say you've caught me by surprise, she says, tugging lightly on the restraints.
She has enough give in them to keep herself comfortable, to squirm. But there's no getting away, no release until Kara lets her up. And that familiar warmth of fear and arousal settles deep into the center of her gut.
I've got all my clothes on, though, she says, swallowing hard. Usually, I'm significantly less stressed at this point.
Kara waves a hand dismissively as she crosses the room to rummage through her nightstand.
Well, you're wearing my favorite sweatpants, so I didn't want to rip them off.
Lena's legs shift, itch to press together, but the bound spread of her ankles keeps them just far enough apart. Worn cotton is not a generally permitted staple of the Luther wardrobe, but movie and pizza nights at Kara's apartment always necessitate a different kind of attire. Every time, as soon as she steps through the door, Kara offers her a set of sweats and a soft t-shirt, letting Lena strip away the pressed slacks and starched skirts of Miss Luthor, CEO. And now she's here. Kara's mid-vale-high t-shirt riding up her middle and her soft navy blue sweats riding low on Lena's hips while she's bound to her bed.
Well, now that you've got me where you wanted me, Lena says, voice drawling a rasp as she attempts to regain some control of the situation. What are you going to do with me?
Kara hums, reaches down into her nightstand, and Lena's neck cranes to see, swallows hard when she sees Kara stand with a pink vibrator held in her hand.
I think I want to see what you look like when you come, Kara says calmly.
Lena blinks, eyes fluttering too fast as she tries to comprehend the situation. The rational, logical part of her brain has no trouble decoding this. Kara has tied her up, is planning to use the vibrator on her until she has an orgasm. Simple. But the emotional, subjective side of her brain is short-circuited, stuck between,
what are we, and what are we doing, and, oh God, please don't stop. Is that so?
Lena manages.
Kara nods at her, smiles, gives her that same cheery grin that she does when she convinces Lena to have a second serving of dessert. Would you like that, Lena? She asks.
So courteous.
Well, I haven't said red, have I? Lena returns, lifting a brow.
Kara lifts hers to match before she returns.
Don't get snarky, or I'll have to gag you.
Desire shoots hot and electric down Lena's spine, curls her toes and kicks her heart back into overdrive. Kara's eye meets hers, lips twitching, and fuck if Lena knows how, but those blue eyes declare loud and clear that Kara knows exactly what that idea just did to her panties.
Maybe I should gag you, Kara says,
almost asks, reaching back into her nightstand before she comes away with a simple ball gag, complete with black strap and red ball.
Would you have more fun being nice and muffled for me?
Lena bites at the inside of her lip, tucks her eyes away from Kara's piercing gaze. It's not that she wouldn't, it's that she would. Somehow, Kara's managed to figure out that the restraint, the force of being quiet and still, is exactly what Lena needs to help her let go. The mattress shifts on the side of the bed, and a pair of fingers touch gently under Lena's jaw. She startles, looks over to find Kara's brow pinched.
We don't have to do this, Lena, she says,
and it's such an understanding out. I let you up right now, and we can pretend like this never happened. Lena's brow lifts at that. Kara has the worst poker face Lena has ever seen, and pretending this never happened is no longer a choice. Lena is wet, achingly aroused, and whether she'd hold it against her or not, Kara knows what she's done to her. There's no going back from this. There's only more if Lena wants it.
No, I...
She swallows, the words caught around the lump in her throat. She forces her eyes to meet Kara's, summoning her courage past the hummingbird's flutter of her heart.
I want this. I trust you.
The smile that spreads on Kara's face lights up the dim glow of the room. Her palm is so unbelievably warm, soft as it comes up to caress at Lena's cheek. Lena doesn't stop herself from indulging in it, from pressing her face to Kara's palm and nuzzling into her soothing thumb. Would you like to wear the gag? No judgment coats Kara's tongue in either direction, just an honest question for Lena's preference. And it's that honesty that gives Lena the courage to nod. Kara picks up the gag, holds the ends in either hand before she brings it up to Lena's face. Open up for me. And Lena does. Her jaw drops to accommodate the red ball, teeth locking around it before she lifts her neck, gives Kara the space to secure the strap around the back of her head. Red, Kara says, reaching up to take Lena's fingers and bending them so that the first three remain raised. Yellow, she continues, dropping two so that just her pointer remains up.
Green,
and Lena's hand is in a fist. Nod, if you understand. Lena's chin bobs twice. She tries to swallow around the gag as saliva pools in her mouth, but the effort is hindered.
Good.
Kara leans down to kiss her forehead, and Lena's eyes drift shut at the intimate brush. Where this could have just been proving a point, a sexual exploration at best, suddenly her heart is hammering with a different kind of intimacy.
I'm going to start touching you now, okay?
Kara says, pulling away to sit up on the edge of the bed. Remember, you can call yellow even if you just want me to slow down. I won't be mad. Lena nods, draws a deep breath into her lungs, only to have it skitter out as Kara's touch lands on her belly. Goose flesh scatters from that thin slip of exposed skin as Kara's fingertips roam, ghosting between her waistband and the hem of her shirt. Electricity tingles up her ribcage and down her hip bones, abs clenching as Kara's fingers slip up and under her shirt.
You're so soft, Lena,
she breathes, and Lena soaks in the odd, wide-eyed stare that Kara gives her, both hands lighting up her ribs until they reach the underwire of her bra. Lena wants to tell her that she's soft too, that her fingers are impossibly warm and smooth and gentle, and they threaten to make Lena's heart beat out of her chest. But she can't. Her tongue is pressed against warm plastic, swallowing back a mouthful of saliva, and her fingers clench in their bindings. The only thing she can do is arch her back, angle herself up into Kara's touch.
I'm going to take your bra off. Lift up for me,
Kara says, and Lena complies, arches her shoulders and plants her elbows in the mattress as Kara reaches underneath her. It doesn't take her long to undo the clasps, and when Lena thinks Kara's simply going to push the cups up, she undoes the straps instead. Slipping the convertible metal ends from their homes at her shoulder blades, allows Kara to pull the satin away from her body, nipples straining against the brush of soft cotton as her shirt floats down against her. Kara shifts, hikes a knee up and over Lena's hips, and then she's straddling her, weight pressing Lena's thighs into the mattress. Lena's arms come forward to hold, get caught where they're restrained, and a whine lets itself in the back of her throat. The sound earns her Kara's smile, indulgent as her hands creep under Lena's shirt, start near her belly button, and climb until Lena is arching, all tingly skin and curling spine. Kara brushes at the underside of her bare breasts, and Lena's breath catches, huffs against the ball gag, and her moan sits low, heavy in her throat, while Kara's thumb teases at an achy, wanting nipple. Her shoulders spread, press back into the mattress as her body arches up into Kara's hands. Her shirt pulls around her collarbone, cotton tickling at her throat while her eyes drink in the sight of Kara, of her flushed cheeks and her soft curls as she looks down at the curves of Lena's body. Her face heats under the scrutiny, torn between shame and elation, embarrassment and arousal. This is Kara Danvers, her best friend, taking her nipple between her forefinger and thumb and pinching her so gently that it shoots fireworks down to the tips of her toes. Friends aren't supposed to touch friends like this. That fits into one of those social rules somewhere, the ones Lillian spent years trying to force into her head. But she has no room for remembering decorum, for remembering modesty, when Kara bends down and takes her nipple into her mouth, surrounding Lena with the sweetest heat she's ever known. Her moan is unrestrained, long and muffled through the back of the gag, but so present, so alive in her body, that Lena thinks she might combust if Kara keeps touching her like this. With a gentle suction, Kara's tongue swirls, traces the outline of her nipple until it's rigid and stiff, the motion jolting arousal into the pockets of her hip bones with every tantalizing pass. "God, Kara," she wants to say, but keeps her fists clenched tight. "Don't stop, don't stop, don't." Kara's attention moves left, kisses and suckles a path down one breast and up the other, before ravishing it with the same dutiful attention. Underneath her, Lena squirms, arches her back and tries to lift her hips into Kara's in a silent plea for friction. She's using her body to beg for more touch, for Kara to just keep going, but she's unyielding. Kara plants her hands on Lena's hips, and Lena's groan is full of frustration, of the most beautiful agony she can imagine. "I'm bound to Kara Danvers' bed, and she's savoring me." She almost wants to tell her to stop, to lift her three fingers until Kara lets her off of the bed and Lena can tell her she's wrong. She doesn't deserve this, and Kara could do so, so much better. But Lena has always been a selfish girl. Ask her mother, she'll tell you. And asking Kara to stop, when she's rubbing circles on her hip bones with her thumbs, is the last thing Lena could ever want. "You look beautiful like this, Lena." Lena blinks, eyes trying to focus on the soft, angelic face that looks back at her. "You always look beautiful, of course," Kara says, her smile gentle before her voice drops to a whisper. "But this? Letting yourself relax and trusting me? Thank you, Lena." "I'll always trust you," Lena yearns to say, hoping that the blur of her wide eyes can convey the feeling for her. It must, at least a little, because Kara leans down to press her lips to the corner of Lena's, to kiss her at the edge of the ball gag, until Lena's heart thunders and threatens to burst. If she wasn't wearing the gag, Kara might have just kissed her, pressed their lips together and let them linger until one of them demanded the need for air. She almost protests, stifles a groan when Kara unseats herself from Lena's hips. But she's moving around the bed again, working down at Lena's ankle to unhook her, and Lena's brows pinch together in her best, mouthless expression of a frown. "I can't take your pants off with both legs bound," Kara says by means of explanation, freeing her ankle before tugging at the loose waistband of Lena's pants. Her thumbs hook her underwear too, and Lena flushes, but lifts her hips anyways as Kara tugs. She can only get one leg out of her clothes, the other still bound, but Kara seems unconcerned, eyes Lena briefly before tugging back on her ankle and rebinding her in place. Making eye contact is a struggle when Lena can feel the ambient coolness of the room against her damp skin, knows that her sweatpants are unceremoniously pushed down around one ankle, her shirt shoved up over her shoulders. Kara is still fully clothed, and Lena is completely at her mercy. But the imbalance only serves to make her wetter, to coil the tension deep within her belly that begs for Kara to do something, anything to her, to relieve it.
"You know, I was going to use the vibrator on you," Kara says, dragging Lena from her own head.
Kara's voice is soft, her eyes wide and her cheeks flushed.
"But I think I'd really like to taste you first. Would that be okay, Lena?"
And God help her if Lena is nodding before Kara can even finish her name, thighs clenching against her bonds and moan straining against the gag between her lips. Lena swallows back a mouthful of saliva, lets her knees fall open as far as they can, as Kara leans down to settle herself between them.
"You're so wet," Kara says in wonder,
before a finger slips against her and Lena nearly buckles against her restraints. Every nerve in her body is focused on that barely there touch, on the way Kara chuckles and her breath ghosts across her inner thigh. Lena's wrists pull at the bonds, elbows squirming against the bed in a way the rest of her can't. Kara's finger drags through her, languorous, before slipping up and circling her clit. Lena's moan is stolen from her, her lungs reduced to shallow breaths pulled quickly through her nose. And she can see it coming as Kara pulls her hair over one shoulder. But nothing, nothing on earth could prepare her for the soft heat of Kara's tongue dragging through her from bottom to top. Lena's head crushes back into the pillows, her throat bared and her nails digging into her palms, and Kara tastes her. She can feel Kara's moan as it rumbles between her hips, can feel the way it settles and shakes against her aching, straining clit. It's almost embarrassing how tightly she's coiled, but Kara wraps her lips around Lena's clit and she's halfway to heaven, muscles clenching as her thighs tremble, and when Kara flicks, Lena falls. Her eyelids clench shut and her hips jerk and thunder, saliva slipping past her lips down the side of her cheek, but she doesn't care. Doesn't care for anything but the rhythmic clenching of her muscles and Kara's soft, silky tongue as it drags her to the ceiling and back again. Lena hates flying, but God, she could learn to love it like this. As her body slows and settles through the aftershock, Kara pulls her face away, lips shining with Lena's arousal, and she swallows hard. Maybe, she'd be embarrassed about it being a one-touch wonder, if Kara didn't look so goddamn pleased, if she didn't look at Lena like she bottled the very best things of life and offered them straight into Kara's waiting palms.
"Lena, I..."
Kara starts, looking up at her from the space between her legs.
"Wow."
"Wow, indeed," Lena thinks, managing enough control to raise an eyebrow before her body falls limp and boneless back against the sheets. Kara sits up, keeps a hand rubbing gentle at Lena's thigh before she says,
"Do you think you can go for another, or are you done?"
What a fucking saint Kara is. Lena lifts a thumb to her, nods her head for a fail-safe of redundancy, and draws a deep breath to steady her heart. Lena can go for more than one. On a good night by herself, she's been known to go for double digits. But this, with Kara, with the way she looks when she picks up that satin magenta vibrator, is sure to make even the best efforts of her fingers pale in comparison.
"I'm going to use this on you now."
And she presses a button at the base of the toy that fills Kara's apartment with the buzz of its vibration. Kara smiles, tucks a calf under her thigh, and sits just to the left of Lena's hip, touching.
"I'll keep it on low to start," she says,
positioning the toy between Lena's legs.
"You're probably still sensitive."
And she's right. She is. when Lena's fists tighten and clench and her body turns into a bowstring against the gentle rumble on her clit. Kara slips the toy against her, gathers enough slick to press it just inside her body, and force another groan of pleasure through Lena's chest.
Jesus, Kara, just fuck me,
she thinks. But Kara's in charge, and she presses in slow and gentle, letting Lena get used to every stretch, every touch, and it takes far too long, in Lena's opinion, to get the damn toy settled deep inside her. Now maybe she'll fuck her, just please. The first thrust pulls the air from Lena's lungs. It's still slow and gentle, but Kara's so damn thorough. So careful to pull the toy until it's just barely still inside her before sliding it home until Lena can feel Kara's knuckle brush up against her clit. She whines at the sensation, hips rolling up into Kara's touch. Do you want more? Kara asks, and Lena nods, desperate.
Maybe in a minute. Right now, I like watching you like this.
Lena thinks she might cry. Feels the tears gather in the corners of her eyes, but they never fall. She's too blissed out on Kara's touch, too focused on the cool slide of silicone and the rush of Kara's power, of her own submission.
And maybe it's that, Lena wonders,
the way her body softens and slacks against the bed, ready to take whatever Kara's offering, that entices the other woman to speed up. Because Kara's wrist is moving faster now. Her angle changing until Lena is certain she can see stars, and there's nothing but steady, pounding pressure right where she needs it most. She feels the speed of the toy increase and her toes curl, thighs trembling. Kara's free hand goes across her pubic bone, tickles gently at the soft skin of her hips. It's almost invisible, a lost sensation against Kara's steady fucking, but then her thumb is dipping lower, careful not to disturb the toy, as she rubs a firm circle right atop her clit. Lena's throat is all groans, muffled sobs and lingering whines as she arches into Kara, begs for her to just keep going, please. Kara does. Kara's thumb stays firm and precise, while her other hand is busy thrusting, pulling Lena back to the edge where she dangles, weightless. But Newton's laws of motion demand Lena's response to Kara's force. And she tumbles, careening into a blissful abyss as her muscles clench, throb, tighten and shatter, until she's left shuddering under Kara's perfect touch. It's almost too much, the buzz of the vibrator pressed deep inside her and the pressure of Kara's finger when Lena comes back down. Every circle turns sharp, stinging, each thrust pulling tight, too heavy. Lena raises one finger straight up, eyes clenched and riding out the last aftershocks that thunder between her thighs. She can take more. She can. It's just a lot. And like the good, beautiful, responsible top that she is... God, Kara isn't vanilla at all, is she? Lena's going to have to swallow her pride for this one. Kara slows. Kara eases her wrist, her thumb, lets Lena's body come down on nothing more but a still touch, before she carefully eases the toy out from Lena's body. Her thumb pulls away, gentle, but her hand lingers over her, caressing her hip. Lena's heart flickers and slams in her chest, her breath a harsh pant. A cool breeze shifts against her heated skin as Kara moves, walking down to the end of the bed to undo one of her ankles, then the other. Lena's knees pull in, stretch her legs as they're freed. Thighs pressed together to savor the beautiful ache, Lena's eye trace Kara's face as she moves to free Lena's first wrist, then the other. When she sits on the bed, Lena pulls her arms into her sides, hands resting on her belly, as Kara reaches for the strap of the gag fastened at the back of her head.
Here we go,
she whispers, freeing the ball. Lena's jaw aches and throbs. And she groans when a heavy trail of spittle strings between the plastic and her cheek.
Classy,
Lena mutters, wiping her face with the back of her hand before opening and flexing her jaw.
Shh, you're beautiful,
Kara whispers, setting the gag aside before she turns back to Lena.
It's time to talk now,
Great. So, I think it's safe to say you proved me wrong, she offers, voice rasping and wretched from the rumble of her contained moans. Oh, Lena, Kara says, smiling, as she leans in to brush back Lena's hair. Feeling her face flush and her heart hammer, Lena's eyes flick up to Kara, cautious. Where she expects judgment, amusement at Lena's expense for falling apart so easily, she only finds acceptance, comfort, and, dare she say it, desire. Kara. Her voice is barely a whisper, a thousand questions wrapped into two delicate syllables. Somehow, Kara must hear them, answers them when she leans in, slow, giving Lena an out. But an out is the last thing on her mind as Lena moves to meet her, noses brushing before she presses her lips warm and firm to hers. It shouldn't feel like it shatters her bones. It shouldn't make her fingertips tingle and toes curls when she's already come twice, but it does. She reaches out to grasp a handful of Kara's shirt, a bicep, anything to ground her from floating away from this. I've wanted to do that for so long. The words hover between them, and it takes Lena a moment to realize that they've come from her. Kara's the one to look away now, nothing like the confident seductress of moments ago. Lena bites her lip, belly warm and tingling, because this soft, gentle, blushing Kara who wouldn't hurt a fly? This is the Kara she's wanted to kiss.
You have?
Kara asks her, and Lena leans forward, hand sliding into the soft gold curls, reassuring her with everything she can't say, wrapped up in a kiss.
Does that mean maybe you'll want to do this again?
Kara asks, lip tugging between her teeth.
Maybe without all the accessories.
Lena smiles at her, cheeks pulled up and puckered with joy. Maybe sometimes with accessories, she teases, an eyebrow lifting as Kara reaches over to lace their fingers.
Yeah, sometimes,
Kara says, lifting their twined hands up to her lips to steal a kiss.
Then I think I most definitely want to do this again.
Yeah? Lena shifts, pulling up to her knees to give herself the advantage to lean Kara back. Yes, she says, grinning down at the blonde. And I think I want again to start right now. The end.